Happy birthday, Kiki D. Oh. Good morning, America. Made it to Hump Day Wednesday, March the 6th, 2024. It is the Boss Big Show on your radio at 107.1, 99.7 FM on the Boss app, 1071theboss.com. We are Robbie and Rochelle in the morning, featuring Robbie, Rochelle, Joe, Kermit, and the rest of the crew. Operating at about 70% speed today, you know. Sometimes,
oh, I think that's generous.
Joe will mention New Jersey Transit. Say things are running. Yeah, on or close. We're a little short of that, but we're doing our best.
On or close is good.
Yeah. I blame Robbie.
Well, you should, because we had a pretty good party last night. This is unusual for me. Unusual, unheard of on a Tuesday.
Unprecedented.
Night. Unprecedented.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Joe and Marianne, Rochelle, and I went out and broke bread. And ate like pigs in
the
yeah.
Oh my
just
gosh.
Had a great time. I'll mention it. It was over at Osteria in Marlboro, where we've been before. Oh. Anyway, had a great meal, and the server was great. By the way, though, the server I think was right from Italy. This is an Italian restaurant.
I understand a word he was.
Yeah. I couldn't understand.
All I heard, was pork chop. I said, "Bring me one of them."
Yeah, that's true. He went,
pork chop
and pork chop, and Joe goes, "That's the one. Bring that."
I love that. Bring that.
And they bring about 3 pounds of pork on a plate last night.
It was. I didn't even get a third of the way through it.
You know what's funny is that waiter is saying, "And a pappardelle with a mozzarella," and Joe goes, "Now you're a paisan. Do you speak Italian?" I said, "Yeah, I understand a little bit." He understands squat. He can't speak.
Got nothing there.
A chef Boyardee.
Right. Spaghetti. Oh,
spaghetti.
And he was, man. Then we did a big dent in their stag's leap last night. That we cost them, that was a lot. We drank a lot.
Well, I heard you order that, because Joe and I sit down and order a drink before the ladies arrive.
Yes.
Right.
And Joe says, "I'm going to do a stag's leap." I went, "Whoa, what do you do?" Well, they had it by the glass. And when you get a nice high-end wine like that by the glass, you feel like you got to do it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's not cheap, but it's, I'll say it was $18. So for a glass of a high-end wine, I'm like, that's a pretty good deal. But then you order.
For one, it's fine.
Right, right. And that was our mistake, is because then you do two or three of them. Right. I had four.
I had three. No, I had four, too.
I don't know how many
Rochelle had one. Marianne didn't have
one. Yes.
So that's nine. We should have gotten a bottle, obviously.
I think that's probably more than a bottle.
We probably should have gotten a crate.
That was,
That might have been two bottles.
Yeah. And let's not forget that I banged through about a bottle of their Jameson as well while we were enjoying the appetizers.
You too, but when Marion and I got there, I was like, oh boy, they've been here for a little bit without us. And I sat down at the table, and Joe, you had a little bit of your wine left, but Robbie, your drink was gone. So
I was like, oh boy.
It's either going to be a really fun night or a really early night, because you both are going to pass out at the table.
I was out until after 10 o'clock. I mean, again, unprecedented.
Couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
We shut the place down.
It was like a Yeti sighting.
I was shocked there were even Ubers around that time.
Yeah.
I really was. In Marlboro? Who's going to be driving an Uber in Marlboro at 10 o'clock at night?
Oh, they're out there.
The beauty of the Uber app.
And one thing I got to mention, though, is it was delicious, but I am feeling the after effects more so than the booze of the calamari, which had a spicy sauce on it. Because usually the calamari, when it's spicy like that, is kind of the sweet and spicy. But this was just spicy. I was up at 2 o'clock in the morning this morning throwing the Prilosec and the Tums back. And I still got it coming up here this morning. So,
man, I will say this. The pork chop was great. And, and I ordered as an appetizer meatballs. As an appetizer. You know, they had this meatball thing. Oh, my God. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I said, "Robbie, you got to try this."
They're like a couple of baseballs.
I said, "Yeah, I know." And I said to him, "These are your people. Tell me if this is good." And he opens it up. He goes, "Oh."
That meatball was so big, I thought it was going to be signed by Mickey Mantle. I mean, it was
Really? It's the size of a baseball. You
huge.
Get two of them.
Delicious, though.
And then he put some green stuff in the middle, which really didn't. Who's going to eat that? I mean, you know, when you get these two beautiful meatballs.
Well, they're trying to balance out the baseball-sized meatballs with a little bit of green.
He's right. Nobody's eating that in the middle. Nobody wants that.
No. Okay. Tell the chef, just put another meatball in that thing. Because it's like in three things. Put another meatball in there.
Yeah. What's with this salad? Give me a third meatball.
Who wants this green stuff?
Let me ask you a question. You speak any Italian? Tell the guy to get this salad out of here.
Guy. Robbie, it's Rochelle, I swear. It's one of these really high-end restaurants where, you know, they get these people from Italy, and they're great.
He was great.
He was a tremendous waiter.
He was.
But he was, you know, he spoke English well, but he had a really heavy accent.
And it was loud in there. It was tough to understand him.
And he's talking, and I swear, I don't think I understood. The only thing I understood was pork chop. Pork. That was the only thing. And I heard calamari, and I heard him go to mozzarella. When I heard that, I knew that. And I'm looking at him, and I'm saying, I know he's talking. I just don't understand what he's saying.
No.
Oh, geez, that was so funny. But anyway, it was a great night. Good time had by all.
Yeah, that was good. I also like when we sit down and you hear the music goes, do, 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 do. And Joe's like, don't make any jokes. You never know who's sitting across from us. Don't do it.
Because he was all set. He looked at me, and he goes, and he looks up at the speaker in the ceiling. I know. Don't say anything. You never know who's sitting at the next table.
Listen, I made it this far, kid. Don't get me whacked at my age, right?
Right. It's New Jersey. Every other person's in there. You know what?
Yeah, well, I don't know what you mean. On the way this morning, go to the Celebrity Hotline. We're talking to Academy Award-winning actress Hilary Swank, multiple Academy Award-winning actress. What is she doing on this show?
I don't know.
She's promoting a brand new movie. Also, she once appeared on screen with Gerard Butler, Rochelle's movie star crush.
Yes.
And made out with him, swapped a little spit, as they say.
A little bit she did.
So Rochelle's going to ask what that was like, making out with Gerard Butler. And I'm curious to know myself. We got a mystery oldie of the day this morning for more passes into the Outlaw Music Festival at PNC Bank Arts Center this summer, starring Willie Nelson and Robert Plant and a whole bunch. Bob Dylan. We'll do that about 7:10. We'll do He Said.
She Said.
At 7:50, Fast Five, Birthdays, Horrible Scopes, Mom Confessions, Red Pepper, Mr. Movie Voice with the Word of the Day. That'll happen at 8:20. But right now, time for pre-coffee thoughts.
Yes.
That's something we do every Wednesday morning. Get you over the hump closer to the weekend. People seem to love this, so we do it every week. Go around the room before we start and have everybody write down a little stream of consciousness. First thing that comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we're all hungover, before we plug in or have a swig of coffee, pre-coffee thoughts. Being naked with your sneakers on is even more naked than just being naked. That's true. You feel more conspicuous.
A little bit more exposed.
You feel more bare-ass when, when you get sneakers on.
That's true, yeah.
It is kind of sexy, though, isn't it? Walk around with just the sneakers on.
No. You think that's sexy?
For you, it would be. For me, it would be a sign that I have dementia, but...
No, I don't want to wear my dirty shoes with nothing else on. That doesn't sound sexy.
Well, here's something that's going to make you feel good. The odds of you being the ugliest person on Earth, mm-hmm. really small. There's a lot of uglier people out there.
I don't know.
No matter how bad you're feeling, Duramax sounds more like a brand of condoms than it does a truck engine, but it's a truck engine.
It is. It does sound like condoms.
I gotta buy me some Duramax. Really? You need a truck engine? Oh, yeah. YOLO doesn't really make sense if you subscribe to Hinduism. Zillow is the Rotten Tomatoes of real estate.
Yeah, it has definitely become that.
This is like our dinner last night. Bilingual people truly know how terrible Google Translate is. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
Sure.
That's enough of that.
I'm sure.
Time for the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board, local businesses, organizations, community groups putting on fun events, and that's what we do. We share them right here, so send them in and get them to us as early and far in advance as possible. Text Connect, Facebook page, or 1071theboss.com. And we share them every morning around 6:20 and 8:35. It's the season of St. Patty's Day Parade. Saturday morning, the Ocean County Parade. Joe will be out with the Boss Roadies. And it all starts at noontime. Noontime is kickoff. Mm-hmm. And then on Sunday, the Asbury Park Parade. We're just hoping that the rain times out this weekend to avoid the rain. Although the Ocean County Parade, we've confirmed, is on rain or shine.
Right. So it's happening.
Just hoping that it happens couple hours after or something, if we
bring
get to get
a poncho,
rain.
You'll be fine.
Or bring a poncho and get smashed and you'll have a great time.
You'll be
time. All right. Yeah, that's right. Now, Sunday, March the 17th, is St. Patty's Day, and we start bright and early in the morning with a live Irish breakfast and Springsteen on Sunday broadcast with Tom Cunningham over at Lake Como at Bar A. And we move over to the legendary Kelly's with Ross Britton starting at 11 o'clock. So both Ocean and Monmouth County in on the fun for the next couple of weekends here for all the luck of the Irish. It's Parrot Cafe and developmental screening event that goes on Saturday, March the 23rd, but you want to register to day. It'll start at 10 in the morning at the Beach Center on Hooper Avenue in downtown Toms River. They'll have a complimentary continental breakfast and scrambled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Scrambled eggs and a nice crock of oatmeal. I love that.
You've got to love a continental breakfast.
It's so all good. From our friends at the JBJ Soul Kitchen. Chef Rob and the gang are...
That's going to be good then.
Preparing that from the Soul Kitchen location in Toms River. There'll be gift card drawings and you can build your parent network thebeatcenter.org for details and to pre-register. Again, they say do it sooner than later. The event Saturday the 23rd. It's Wish Upon a Song 2024. That goes on this Friday from 7 to 9:30. The Good Shepherd Nursery School in Point Pleasant. Join all your favorite fairy tale characters for a night of song. ArtistCollectiveTroupe.org for the info, and it goes to benefit Make-A-Wish New Jersey.
Oh, that's very sweet. I like that.
Here we go, Swifties. Taylor Swift Dance Fitness Party at KS Fitness in Toms River. That goes on tomorrow night starting at 5:30. Pick your favorite Taylor outfit and shake it off for a night of singing, dancing, and breaking a sweat. They'll be playing her music while you exercise to the tunes.
That's really fun.
There'll be a friendship bracelet trade, Taylor-inspired goodie bag, and a whole lot more. KSFitnessCenter.com for the details.
That's really fun.
Travis like fans that. Also welcome, I suppose.
Yeah, you could dress like Travis. That's a Taylor-inspired outfit.
That's right. Just slap on some mutton chops.
Mm-hmm. Good to go.
Go over to Michael's, have Mom buy you some fake mutton chops. A couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning on your friendly local neighborhood CBB, the community bulletin board.
Candidates always lie about where they're from.
A third of delegates don't get decided until Super Tuesday.
Nowadays they seem to be so dumb.
Voters in 15 states heading to the polls for their primaries.
Though they're not quite bright.
Super Tuesday.
You watch them every night on Fox News shows.
The impact that Super Tuesday could have.
Their corporate hosts.
Yeah, people want to know what this Super Tuesday is all about.
Goodbye, Super Tuesday. Who would vote for any of you when finally drop out of the race? No one's gonna miss you.
The big Super Tuesday.
Now, it might seem a little ridiculous, but everybody calling it the great Facebook blackout of 2024.
Yeah.
When it happened yesterday, I went on there myself and I said, I don't know what's going on. I must not have Wi-Fi or whatever. I was going to look at something. And then another hour goes by and I go, I think there's something wrong because I can't log in. You and I can't log in either. So there's something going on. And then you know that there's either a hack or there's some sort of a server problem.
Yep.
And then you start hearing everybody. It's so funny. People start popping out of their cubicles going, Bob, you got Facebook? And I know we laugh about it, but it becomes part of your routine.
Yeah, absolutely.
To check the thing a couple of times a day. So it's kind of funny that when it goes away, you certainly feel like, gee, what am I missing something? Is something wrong? It's, you know, I guess it'd be similar to all of a sudden if there's a gas station isn't pumping. You know, same sort of feeling where you
get the anxiety.
Right, because you're just expecting the thing to be there like a public utility.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I start wondering, well, gee, if it is a hack, is someone going to steal my password and then go post... you know, Putin propaganda on my pager, you know,
Newies.
God forbid, right? Right, but who knows? And they're connected to Instagram, so then you quickly go, I wonder if the Instagram's down. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the Instagram's down, too. And this goes on for quite some time, and then you say, well, gee, what else is going to happen here? So how do you feel about this?
My favorite part of all of this yesterday was once it came back on, everybody was like, oh, thank goodness, we're here, I'm back. It was off for, maybe an hour?
It was a little over an hour.
Maybe a little overnight. People were freaking out because they couldn't get on their Facebook for an hour.
And then people love to tell you, I was on my laptop, but I still can't get on my phone, so I don't know what it is.
Hilarious.
Oh, I have a different, I don't have an iPhone. I still can't get on.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
You're going to be fine. Just take a breath. You'll be fine.
I just start cracking up at people that say, I don't need the social media. I think it's terrible.
Yeah.
And then the minute it's down for an hour. You know, I mean, like the Outlook mail, you remember that happened, the Microsoft mail? That was down for like a day and a half. Even the AT&T outage last week. Man, gee, I say that out loud and then I think to myself, maybe there is some sort of something going on. I don't mean to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but then, AT&T is down for a day and now Facebook and Instagram down for a day. You think there is something going on?
No. I think it's more someone stepped on the cord and something popped out.
Yeah, it's somebody vacation season among the IT guys then, huh?
That's exactly what happened
All right.
There.
Well, Mark safe during the great Facebook blackout. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning, 107.1 The Boss. Big Show is on at 107.1 99.7 FM. Always through the Boss app, 107.1theboss.com. That's pretty good. Speaking of music, have you heard of the Sinatra House in Point Pleasant Beach? Back on the market again.
Oh, really?
If you got $2.9 million lying around.
Wow.
It's right on the boardwalk. I'm pretty sure we've gone by this house. Take a look at this. We've walked by that. It's not far down the boardwalk from
We've Jenkinson's, definitely been by
Because it definitely stands out. It was originally listed for $4.4 million when they put it on the market back in 2022. Then they removed it. Then they put it back in the market at 3.3. And then they removed it last August. Now it just went back up again. Home was built back in the 80s by a Paul Smith, who worked for Sony Music. Had nothing to do with Frank Sinatra, but is such a fan and would play the music out in the porch. People walking by started calling it the Sinatra House. His daughter, Susan, is the seller and does the same thing. So that's why they call it the Frank House. So if you want to buy it, you want to drop $2.9 million. Just be clear that Frank never went to the house. Might have been nearby. I mean, I'm sure
he
Frank
walked by once.
Sure, Frank walked the boardwalk at some point in his life, but he did not own the house, but it is on the market for $2.9 million.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Looking for a place to stay this summer, you know, something quaint. I figured I'd mention that.
So. For $2.9 million, I'd probably pick something a little different than that.
The summer wind.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, why would I start singing? Why would I do that?
I don't know.
Don't know.
There's a website called Word Tips out this morning with slang terms that we all love to hate.
Okay.
They include wicked.
Wicked.
Like it's wicked awesome.
Wicked awesome.
Wicked awesome.
From Boston.
Yeah, I guess that's where it came from. Kin. You're my kin. I guess that's a thing to say to your friends. Listen, I got to tell you. No. You don't even understand. You're my kin.
That's weird.
Slashy. That's a hybrid bar, liquor store establishment. Where do you want to go tonight? Over to the Slashy.
I want to get sloppy at the Slashy.
Right.
Yeah. I don't hate that one.
Ripper. That's when you go to a party and have a great time. Man, how was it? Place is a ripper. It's a lot of
these
fun.
These are stupid.
No, these are America's words we love to hate. Cringe. Out of pocket.
Okay.
Brolic.
Brolic?
That's when a guy has a really muscular physique. You're like, man, look at him. What a brolic. It's kind of like buff. They say it's kind of like buff. Clutch and clodhopper, which is someone who's clumsy.
Yeah. I've definitely heard that one before.
I've heard that. Yeah.
You're a clodhopper.
What a clodhopper.
I believe I've been called a clodhopper before.
Next time I have Kermit do a DJ shift, I'm going to make him call himself clodhopper.
Yeah.
804, yeah. Clodhopper here playing the greatest hits. What do you think?
Yeah. Kermit is a clodhopper. He is
a clodhopper.
He is.
And
he
a mouth breather and an open mouth chewer and... All right, how about this? You think you're cool? According to a new survey of 35,000 Americans, and listen, in an election year, I'm glad this is what we're surveying Americans on.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. 53% of us say, a majority of us say that we do think we're pretty cool. 29% said, no, I'm not cool. 17% say, I'm really not sure. The people least likely to call themselves cool, people live in the Great Plains states, Montana, Idaho, the Dakotas, not that part of the country. People most likely to say they are cool, New Yorkers. California, shocker. L.A. people came in shocker. Number two. So L.A. and New York, the most obnoxious. You're right. What a shock that that's the case, isn't it?
I don't know if I've ever been asked if I thought I was cool.
I don't think I'm cool. Do you think you're cool? I don't think I'm cool.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm not cool. Like, I'm not unhip. I attempt to be quote-unquote cool, but I don't think that I pull it off.
I'm proud that I'm not hip. I don't want to be hip. I don't want to be part of anything.
Well, don't worry about it.
Well, that's...
succeeding.
Joe was giving me grief last night because I was using my watch to text you. I did the tuck-to-text thing in the watch.
Oh, yeah.
How long are you guys going to be? Question mark. And then hit the button. He's like, don't do that. What are you, Dick Tracy? Don't do that in public.
Yeah, don't do that in public.
I didn't know Joe has an Apple Watch and refuses to wear it because he thinks you look like a dolt using your Apple Watch.
But. I have an Apple Watch, but I don't really use it to text... unless I absolutely have to.
Yeah.
Like if I'm going to have to, like if I'm at the gym or something and I can't, you know, text in my phone, I will, but I don't usually talk to text in my phone. I'll just use the little okay or be right there or yep or whatever is already pre-written there.
This is an absolutely true story. I remember a number of years ago, Rochelle and I doing the show at this place and she had a girl that was working for her doing marketing and that sort of thing. And she would make her put on her watch and walk around. So at the end of the day, she'd be like, wow, look at all the steps I got. You didn't do it at all. You paid a girl. Maybe she was on her payroll and you had her walking around just to give your watch steps.
I was in a competition.
I mean, how ridiculous is that?
I was in a competition and I was busy.
Yeah, I got no problem.
I was busy working and she was just sitting there. So it was a Fitbit competition when that was a thing. And I was so close that I was like, you've got to take this and go do some steps for me because I can't get up off of my desk right now. I have to finish this. So that's why, not just because
I understand. I
do the steps.
I like the Apple Watch for the steps myself. It was funny, we were in the city over the weekend, and my watch keeps doing a little ding, and it keeps going, are you exercising?
What is this?
You've never walked so much in your life. Oh my, are you very sweating confused. Right now? Oh my God. Usually you're just a lump on the couch, you fat thing, you. Tell you what I love is Joe starts describing where traffic cameras are. That's how you know it's a slow morning. Yeah, sometimes they put them on the top of a pole, right on the overpass.
Well, it's good if it's a slow morning. That means that people are moving.
String them right up there next to the red light. Yep. Thanks, Joe. It's great. Appreciate that description.
Hey, all right. You know.
We're always trying to hook you up here. Reminder, 8:20 this morning. It's a movie voice guy, Red Pepper, with the word of the day. Mm-hmm. He's the guy that says, in a world. You know that guy? We've hired
Very
him.
Cool.
And so he does a word. Rochelle came up with this list of goofy words. It's just fun to hear him say. A good way to waste Big
just
Boss
because.
Bob's money. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yep.
So we get him to say these goofy words, and we pick one every single day. Now, if you know yesterday's word at 8:20 this morning, we'll ask you for it. We'll get you Robbie and Rochelle a morning tote bag, and we'll have a brand new word for this morning from Red Pepper. That'll be about 8:20. But right now, time for the mystery oldie of the day for passes into the Outlaw Music Festival. Bob Dylan, Willie Nelson, Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin, Alison Krauss, and many more. It's a big festival at PNC Bank Arts Center on June the 30th. 732-774-4444. First person to correctly identify the title of this song. This mystery oldie will win those tickets. Name that tune. Let's kill the other music there, Kermit. One more time. That's it. That's the mystery oldie of the day. 732-774-4444. Well, wait a minute. Kermit. Oh, my God. What a dummy. God, I hate when he does that.
Whoops.
Good morning. It's the boss.
Nothing but heartache.
Yeah, it's nothing but heartache.
Nice shot. Did you know it before that, though?
Did you know what that was before we played the whole thing?
No, you helped me out.
Well, you should give Kermit a big hug and a kiss because he just set you up with some tickets here by screwing up to go to the Outlaw Music Festival. It's at June 30th. PNC Bank Arts. She's supposed to be a mystery oldie, but there's no mystery when you play the whole clip.
No mystery. That's okay. That's all right.
It's all right. What's your name?
I love Kermit.
Yeah, we all love Kermit. What's your name?
Lori.
All right, Lori, you get those tickets. Enjoy them. Hang on the line. We'll get you on the VIP guest list.
That's so great.
What a bozo.
Whoops. Right,
play the thing back just for the sake of for people who really care about the integrity of the contest, will you? There's a little clip and see what I mean. By the way, we selected that song today because Mary Wilson's birthday of the legendary Supremes, the second best-selling female group of all time. You want to take a guess who the best-selling group is? I'll give you a clue. We had them on about a year ago.
We had them on?
Yeah. TLC.
You're kidding.
I think one of them just this week, they announced it's going to be a grandma.
Yeah.
She's like 57
Chili.
Years old.
She's
yeah, Chili.
Be a grandma.
Best-selling female group. Supremes, number two.
They beat out the Supremes?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mary Wilson, though, she died a couple of years ago. This would be her 80th birthday today. So that's why we picked the mystery oldie. But it wasn't a mystery. I like how he, after a while, he just won't accept the lashing anymore. He's like, what? What do you want me to do?
What do you want me to do? What are you going to do?
Hashtag mom.
Confessions.
We search that hashtag, and we hear from mom, sometimes dads. We share them every morning, 7:20, 9:20, just like this.
At Courtney Ellis said, my kids are playing doctor's office, and the receptionist just said, the doctor will see you in 5 seconds. And this is the least realistic game I've ever seen.
You know, the worst is, though, they call you in after a couple of minutes. You're like, oh, boy, we're moving quick today.
Right.
Robbie, is it your, and I'm like, great. Then the nurse brings you in the room and is like, the doctor will be with you in about 3 hours.
And then you sit there.
And then you just sit there. And I'd almost prefer to be out in the waiting room where there's other people around. There's magazines, the TV. Because when you're just in that room, you start going crazy. And then you wonder, is there a camera in here? Mm-hmm. You know, you feel like a monkey in a cage.
Also, your Wi-Fi, for whatever reason, never works in the doctor's office.
Never.
Never, ever. At iBags and Quick Jabs said,
hey, what's up there, iBags?
Young children sneeze with the intent of destroying the world. And grandparents, usually.
You usually do two or three when you sneeze.
I'm a threefer every time. I sneeze 3 times.
Yep, give me one more.
At Wendy_Smith99 said, my six-year-old is chanting all the words that rhyme with sucker. And this is going to end badly in about 3 seconds.
3, 2, 1. Ooh. And there it is. Hit the bleep button. Hashtag mom. Every morning, 7:20, 9:20. Send one in. You might hear yours tomorrow. You just never know.
You never know.
Fast Five and the birthday's coming up.
You've heard of the Mile High Club. Now get ready for the Mile Low Club. Delta Airlines now offers round-trip service where you won't be sitting in first class, business class, or even coach. Picture this. You and your partner cozying up in the airplane bathroom. Door jammed shut for privacy. Enjoy turbulence of a different kind as you create unforgettable memories and smells. Delta's Mile Low Club, making sure your love takes off. Even when the door won't.
Hey, remember when you hit the mystery oldie before someone guessed the mystery oldie? That was great. was Lori. She was a big winner. Tom's River. Nothing but heartaches. The Supremes, your mystery oldie of the day on Mary Wilson's birthday. And she got passes into the Outlaw Music Festival. Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin, and a whole lot more. PNC Bank Arts Center this summer. June the 30th. Show info at 1071theboss.com or through their box office. We'll have another chance to win tomorrow morning right about 7:10 right here. We're doing Knuckleheads in the News tomorrow morning at 7:10 or so, which is always fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right, time to stay in touch with us. Robbie and Rochelle Radio on all the socials. Or at 1071 The Boss. You can also get us wherever you get your podcasts. We get tepid reaction, I have to say, tepid reaction to a bonus podcast. So maybe there isn't demand to hear us talk about the intimate details.
There were a couple, we had a couple emails, a couple texts saying that they would like it, especially if it was completely uncensored. And
oh, is that what people said? So they do like the idea of it being rude and, all right.
Yes.
All right. Maybe we'll just go on OnlyFans. You never know what we'll do.
That's really uncensored. I don't know that's what they were asking.
We'll just
for.
Go ahead. I'll eat spaghetti naked. It'll be great.
That's probably too
no
much.
No one's asking for that?
Nope.
We're pondering for people who missed us yesterday doing a second podcast, which is because right now our podcast is the show on demand without the commercials or any music or any of that. Just the show. But if you miss anything, we figure it's nice to have it there, and you can get it wherever you get podcasts or right at 1071theboss.com. But we're pondering doing a second one. So.
Mm-hmm.
And I would ask for your opinions because I really do appreciate them because I'm hoping you say you're not interested and it saves me for doing some work.
Cool.
732-774-4444. All right, time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old training stories. Thought you needed to know. Be in the know from number five to number one. I'm being facetious, of course. I would be happy to do more work.
More work. Yeah. Why not?
Just let us know by texting. Number five to number one. We'll start at number five countdown today. I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but supposedly there are different kinds of sticks of butter depending if you're here or if you're on the West Coast. And there's a TikTok video here where the guy is comparing sticks of butter that he saw out in California, Oregon, versus the kind of sticks of butter you'd see here.
Huh.
I guess it's because there was different companies, different parts of the country that made the butter slightly different depending where you are. More of a rectangle versus a square. And
sticks come in two different shapes with wacky names for weird reasons. If you live east of the Rocky Mountains, you have the Elgin stick. It's longer, it's thinner.
Yeah.
The shorter, fatter stick is on the West Coast. They call that a Western stubby. Companies in Elgin first packaged butter in wooden tubs before developing machines that slice it into sticks. And that was the U.S.'s butter stick shape until the 1960s, when California adopted a new Western stubby shape. But folks out east refused to switch. Stubby. They built new machines for their old Elgin stick instead of the Western stubby.
And I feel as though this guy knows all about the Western stubbies. That's not a long and skinny stick. I like the Western stubby.
It's got stubby.
It has more girth. Ooh.
it's
stubby. It's a stick of butter. I mean, that's
Western
bizarre.
Stubby. I did not know that there was different butter in different regions.
No,
so
never knew that.
Thank you for teaching me that.
I like the big block, the brick of butter that Rochelle gets in. Irish, what do they call that?
Kerrygold.
Oh, boy, that is delicious.
Kerrygold.
You got to put it in the microwave because the thing is just so darn hard, you can't spread it without melting it down a little bit.
Oh, it is delicious, though.
I also like that tub of whatever that substance is that is sort of butter. I think it's Land O'Lakes makes it. I don't know what it is. I'm sure it's nothing but cancer, but it is just delicious. I love it. Oh, I love it. So you can keep your stubby. Number four.
Stubby. That's a horrible name.
Get your stubby away from me.
Horrible.
Number four, there's a yoga studio in Montana that has introduced a clothing optional yoga class for its members.
No. That's not necessary.
People involved in the class say they're enjoying it. They like the freedom of it. Here's Clementine Lindley, the owner of Limber Tree Yoga and Wellness, talking about why she decided to allow nudity in her yoga class.
Uh-huh.
I'm not even sure that's legal. I mean, if you're in a public space, can you let people just prance around with their junk hanging out? I don't know that you can.
I guess if you own the facility, you can do whatever you want inside.
I understand if you're having a private party, but I mean, if you're in a public, you know, business that is open to the public, I'm not sure you're...
I don't know.
Don't you need a permit? Like the strip clubs need a permit for that, don't they?
I don't
know. Well, we'll ask...
I don't know.
Kermit, why don't you look into that? I'm sure you'll enjoy Googling it. But here's the lady.
It is at its core about liberation. I'm trying to get people into a space of acknowledging what they might be holding in their bodies, everything from trauma to joy.
It helps calm and soothe my Tourette's. I've always been really curious about doing a clothing optional class because it makes us really self-conscious, and I am pretty self-conscious.
No way you're self-conscious if you're doing a naked yoga class. No way.
Listen, I'm happy for the guy if he has Tourette's and it helps him, but... Boops, boops, boop, boop, boops.
I want to know how far apart Balls. These yoga mats are from each other.
Oh,
like, do you have enough space? No. I mean, that's...
Would you try it? Would you do it? Because
no
I know you've done a
way.
Yoga class. You wouldn't do a naked yoga class?
No. I've done hot yoga. That was hard.
Yep.
I've done regular yoga. No way would I do a naked... You know what? The yoga studio already smells when you're leaving because everyone is sweaty and it's gross. I don't need your sweaty butt in my face, like, without any clothing on.
You'll be doing a crouching tiger and see a little stubby,
huh? No way. And gravity is not nice to anyone. I don't care how old you are. You're going to be standing on your head doing yoga.
Everything's
naked.
Hanging.
You're going to choke yourself out.
Oh, my God. Everything's hanging.
I'm good. No.
You know what's great is there's a news clip of this, and it's all faded out.
Right. The whole screen is just blocked out.
Yeah. There's some reporter that, you know, wanted to be a serious journalist and cover the war. And what are they doing? Naked yoga.
Naked yoga.
Bonus story for you. Speaking of naked yoga, there's a Baywatch reboot in the works over at Fox. No word on casting, no word if any of the originals will be back or when it'll come out. Producers say they're hoping to have it on the air by next year. It's just like the Freaky Friday remake. Exactly what America needs is a little more Hoff.
I thought they already did a Baywatch remake, or was that just the movie? Oh, geez.
There's the theme song to Baywatch.
Is it really necessary?
They did a Zac Efron movie. He played the David Hasselhoff character. Yeah, I don't know.
Why don't you just watch Love Island if you want to see everyone in a bathing suit? Do I have to have another Baywatch?
Love Island, though, is all British people, isn't it?
Yeah, that's okay.
I know Baywatch was the Southern California. I think people like that. We have to go rescue the girl in the ocean, you know?
I guess.
I've never seen an episode of Baywatch. I mean, I suppose I flip by, but I've never seen an episode. I mean, I don't care how much you enjoy seeing good-looking people in bathing suits. It's just stupid show. There is no plot whatsoever.
That's what I said. You might as well watch Love Island. You get the bathing suits. Yeah. They're still by a beach, and at least it's a little bit entertaining.
Can I just say something, though? David Hasselhoff, for a guy who's pushing 70, looks great.
Yeah,
he really does. He has not changed that much since the 90s. So if you're going to do a show, you got to get the Hoff. And when you get him, don't hassle the Hoff.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, don't hassle the Hoff.
Don't hassle.
Number three, there's a clip that's going viral. The Star Wars movies all aired on Chilean TV.
Uh-huh.
Chile. I want to say it. It was like Hunter just mentioned, what is it? Qatar? I thought it was Qatar, but it's Qatar. That's what it is. You're supposed to say Qatar. That's the way they pronounce it.
You are?
I thought it was Qatar, but he says Qatar. Because he's a professional newsman, right?
Are you sure? I'm pretty sure it's Qatar.
That's what I thought, but it isn't. It's Qatar. I'm telling you, look up the UN. That's what they say, Qatar. I thought it was Qatar, but it's not. Anyway, same thing here. It's Chile. You don't say Chile. It's Chile is like the food. You gotta say Chile. Chile, if you're talking about the country. Anyhow, about 20 years ago on TV there in Chile, they run Star Wars. Seems like no big deal, right?
Yeah.
Well, they spliced in beer ads to pay for the cost of running the movie on Chilean TV to make it look like Luke and Obi-Wan and Yoda were drinking beer during the movie. And so now clips of the people taped this off the TV, and now clips of this are online. And give you all the advice I will after having a cold one. Clydesdales bring the Bud Light, they do. Be clear, that is not the director's cut or anything.
No, probably not.
Number two, Bob Heel. Sorry to hear this. The creator of the TalkBox has passed away. You know the TalkBox from Peter Frampton's song, like Show Me the Way, Sweet Emotion, Bon Jovi, you know that wow, you know that thing?
Yeah.
The technology has also been used for people who lose the capacity of their...
Oh, right. It's like their voice box. Yeah. Yes.
And the people that smoke, you know that sort of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Also Peter Frampton. Would you like me to do your message? Robbie is not here. He cannot leave a message right now.
Nope.
Bob Heel, creator of the TalkBox, has passed away.
No, that's sad.
I'm being lowered into the ground.
Stop it.
They keep him going after he dies, you know?
No, you can't.
Could somebody please let me out?
Oh, God. That's terrifying.
Willie's, right?
That's terrifying.
A little bit. Number one, there's a new report that claims that we're having less sex these days.
Oh, that's not good.
As Americans.
That's not good.
Not young people, not old people. Regardless of religion, race, doesn't matter. Just on a whole, Americans having less sex. 79% of people say they were having regular sex back in 1989. It's down to 65%. That means more than a quarter of us getting no loving.
Why?
In the oven whatsoever.
Why? What is that about?
People believe that social media and the pandemic have...
Oh.
So people got used to being by themselves, keeping their nose in their phones, and less booty shaking going on because of it.
I blame OnlyFans.
Well, listen, it could be the naked yoga. You go over there and...
That really, too.
Like, you know what? I'm good.
That'll take you out of the mood.
You know what? I'm good. I'm not feeling it anymore. Wednesday, world famous celebrity birthday file. Shaquille O'Neal. It's me, Shaquille. It's my birthday today. Robbie, it's me, Shaquille O'Neal. He's got a new commercial for an insurance company or something. Have you seen that?
No.
It's hysterical. This goofy looking guy keeps having stuff fall on his car. I think it's for the general. You know
what I mean? Oh, yeah.
And Shaquille O'Neal's in the commercial. He's like, hey, man, it could be your lucky day. Just call the general. Then a tree falls on the guy's car. He's like, thanks, Shaq. That's right, baby. They pay me Shaq. I love Shaq.
Way to go, Shaq.
He's 52 today. D.L. Hughley, 61.
Mm.
I stood in line with him at the airport once.
You did?
I did.
Did you say hi to him?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was he nice?
He was doing a talk show at the time, and I said, yeah, I work for the company that does your talk show. He's like, oh, yeah, how you doing, man? I'm like, I'm good.
Oh, that's so nice.
How bad's this line? I'm like, this line sucks. He's like, doesn't it? He was great.
That's awesome.
He's one of those celebrities who got a big entourage with him, though.
Mm.
He had like 10 guys with him.
Yes, he should.
And they're all looking at me like, DL, is this okay? Can this guy talk to you? He's like, it's good.
It's good.
He's 61 today. We played a little Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Kiki D, 77. Rob Reiner. Remember him as Meathead from All in the Family, mm-hmm. in addition to directing movies like The Princess Bride, 77. Martin Cove from Karate Kid. He's the villain, John Kreese.
Oh, right.
We had him on not that long ago.
Yes.
He's 78 today. And David Gilmour from Pink Floyd, also 78. Michelangelo, the painter Michelangelo, was born on this day of history. It is National Oreo Day and National White Chocolate Cheesecake Day. Holy crap.
That sounds delicious.
We're in big trouble now. Also, National Homework Day, kids.
No, I'm good.
National Homework Day.
I think I need to do a little bit more homework because you said Michelangelo, and the first Michelangelo that popped in my head was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
I'm sure it was. No, we're talking Sistine Chapel, not the pizza and the rat and the sewer and all of that.
Keep up with my homework.
So remember the Alamo Day, 1836, the Alamo, San Antonio, Texas. After a 13-day siege by Mexican forces led by General Santa Anna. All 187 defenders, including Davy Crockett, were killed by them near Mexicans.
Davy Crockett.
Remember the Alamo, will you?
Yes.
That was a big thing. All the kids love those coonskin hats because of the Davy Crockett TV show, if you remember that.
Yes, absolutely. Never had one, never wanted one, but I do remember it being a thing.
Yep. We're going over to the Celebrity Hotline. We'll talk to Academy Award-winning actress Hilary Swank about her new movie after we get a look at the rest of the week and into the weekend with your horrible scopes. The boss with the hot sauce, here's Ross Brittain.
Aries, you're likely to feel in sync with others today, even if you're apart.
Good.
And your natural confidence shines through. Mm. Today's Mars Chiron aspect is particularly potent, and it's an excellent time to engage in activities that help you feel pleasantly effective, competent, and ambitious.
Chiron?
Taurus. Today's Mars Chiron transit inspires confidence, and you can feel moved to support or help someone and find it easier to focus on those things that motivate and energize you.
All right.
It's a time for letting go of overthinking and replacing it with taking action on a problem.
Sure.
Gemini, it's a good time to open your heart to help release some stress or tension. Your idealistic side is fully developed, and your dedication to a friend or cause is growing. Today's energies can fuel the flames of your motivation to pursue your needs, wants, and desires.
Oh, baby.
Cancer, the moon spends a good part of the day in your partnership sector,
and
you're especially interested in finding a balance or keeping the peace. And with today's Mars Chiron transit, you might learn something valuable about a partner or your deeper desires.
Deep down, man.
Leo, today's a good time for understanding what you're outgrowing and making room for ideas, goals, and attitudes supporting your new perspective. It's possible that interactions with a partner can also be intense and revealing if you're willing to look for answers.
Put your pants on.
Virgo, you can feel pleasantly productive today. Healy Energy is with you, particularly for private personal matters. Mm. It can be a good time for physical therapy of some sort, even on an informal level.
Come on.
Solving problems is a genuine desire or driving force for you as well. Libra, the moon continues its transit of your home and family sector for much of today, encouraging safe, secure, and familiar activities.
Hello.
Later, it enters your sector of joy and leisure, prompting a stronger need to share and enjoy yourself. Still, new insights can be revealing.
Ooh.
Scorpio, you can be tempted to push beyond the usual mental barriers and get to the heart of a matter today, which can be welcome as it helps you understand a situation.
I'm confused.
Reducing mental stress is easier today through activities or taking action rather than overthinking things.
Yeah.
Sagittarius, playful competition or entertainment can help you work through frustrations today, or they can be good outlets for expressing yourself and connecting with others.
Mm.
Your powers of attraction run high, and there's a sense of moving forward or moving on.
Yeah.
Capricorn, you could be taking action on a financial, family, or security matter that puts you in a better place emotionally today.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's a good time to focus on inner resources and family matters, and you can feel exceptionally dedicated to domestic activities and pursuits.
Oh, JG, what?
Aquarius, your need to perform or accomplish something important comes to the fore today. Your magnetism heightens, and you might choose to use this time for expressing yourself creatively and persuasively.
Wow.
You're putting some of your fears behind you now.
I'm expressing my...
And finally, Pisces,
finally,
your inner courage is particularly strong today, and the day is better for gestures and actions rather than verbal expressions.
There's a gesture for you.
Allow yourself to relax and let go of such limiting states of mind as guilt and worry. It's time to tap into your more creative side, giving it a chance to shine. And those are your Wednesday horrible scopes.
What is that business with Chiron he kept talking about?
I don't know.
What is that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, Ross. Over to the Celebrity Hotline. You know her from films like A Million Dollar Baby. She has a new one out in theaters now. Two-time Academy Award winner, Hilary Swank. Hilary, good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm wonderful. Thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for coming on. You might be the first double Academy Award winner we've ever had on this show, so we are really honored to have you. Thanks for making some time for us.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm so happy to be here. Well,
congratulations on this new movie. It's a heartwarming movie, really nice movie. We got to see it, Ordinary Angels, in theaters now. It looks like it was probably really fun to make it, too. You work with some great people.
Oh, my gosh. I had such a blast. It's so much fun to make a movie like this, a movie that is a feel-good movie, especially during this this time in the world. And we did have a lot of fun. There were so many wonderful actors and crew members. And when you're making something where you feel good, I think, you know, people do feel good.
And what a great cast. Your co-star, Alan Ritchin, is a Reacher. People would know that show. And Nancy Travis. They're just a real talented group of people. And, you know, it's nice to get a movie that isn't necessarily the CGI and the explosions. Just a great story about people and life and the challenges of life. So I think we need movies like that, you know?
I do, too. I really do. And you're right. Alan Ritchin actually said it's nice to be in a movie where I'm not shooting my way out of the problem.
Now, what's interesting about this, it's based on a true story. Is that right?
It is based on a true story, which is, like, crazy. Because if you saw this movie and it was fiction, you'd almost be upset. Because you'd be like, this can't happen. Like, this would never happen. But it did happen. And it's just a beautiful reminder of all the good and oh my gosh, all my dogs are walking in right now. and I have 5 dogs, by the way.
Oh
wow.
In the world. And so, yeah.
I don't want to interrupt talking about the movie, Hilary, but now I got to know the names of all your dogs.
We have Dunton.
Okay.
Which is named after Dunton Hot Springs, where my husband and I got engaged.
Aww.
Teddy, who came with the name Teddy because he is a total teddy bear. We have Moon that we found on the side of the road during a super cool moon. And we have Kai over here. Hi, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
His tail. Yep. we have Sufi, named after the Sufi poet Rumi.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
that's,
wow.
I love that. And you've got two babies at home, too. Boy, your house is just full of activity, isn't it?
We are full of beautiful life and activity. It is wonderful, wonderful over here.
Man, you were busy, but so in the movie, we're talking here with Hilary Swank about Ordinary Angels. You play a hairdresser. Is that something? I mean, I know it's not the focus of the movie, but is that something where you got to get a little training to be able to do scenes like that? I think of these things when I'm watching the movie. Like, I wonder if she learned how to cut hair to do that scene. You know,
did learn how to cut hair because I'm cutting hair actually in the. I mean, look, I wouldn't say I cut good hair.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think you want me to cut your hair, but I did learn how to cut hair because I am in scenes cutting hair. And what's so funny about that, and I'm glad you brought that up, is there's moments where we have to do a scene over and over and over.
Yeah.
And you have to match. It's called continuity. So I have to keep cutting the same person's hair at the same place. And so people would be very lopsided and with one side of their head very long and one side very short.
Well, that's fine. Well, the movie is in theaters now. I got to ask you quickly, if you wouldn't mind, about a couple other pieces of your filmography. Rochelle has a question about P.S. I Love You, if you remember working on that movie.
Yeah, I'm just wondering about continuity here. How many times did you have to kiss Gerard Butler, and was that horrible for you?
Because that's Rochelle's celebrity crush.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah, that's her celebrity crush.
Is that your celebrity crush?
A little bit it is.
I don't know how many. It was so long ago, but yes, I know that there was some kissing involved.
That's a very polite answer, right?
It was,
right?
Yeah. It was.
All right, here's my other question I got to ask. Right now, do you have Clint Eastwood's cell phone number in your cell phone?
Yes, I do. He remains a very close and dear friend of mine.
I love that. Does he text? Does Clint text?
Does he text? No, he has an old type of phone.
And that's exactly what you want. You want Clint Eastwood to have a flip phone. You know, I love that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And usually he prefers landlines.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Good to know. Good. These are all things that make me love him more than I did before, to know that it's exactly what you want out of Clint Eastwood. Well, again, the movie is in theaters now. It's called Ordinary Angels. You're great in it. Hilary Swank, thank you again for coming on.
Thanks for having me. And sorry my dogs interrupted. I don't even know what I was talking about when they ran in.
No. Please, give him a big hug for us. Give him an extra bowl of food. We love him.
Okay.
There she is, Hilary Swank. Clint Eastwood texting. I like that. LOL.
He's not texting.
WTF.
Texting.
I don't think he even has a cell phone. I'm not sure I believe her. I feel like
I know. I'm sure he
has a phone. I'm sure he has a phone number, but if he has one, I feel like it's in the glove compartment of his pickup truck.
Just in case.
Yeah.
It's a just in case phone.
I mean, he is 93 years old or something like that, so he probably needs a phone. You know, just in case something happens, I can see Mrs. Eastwood saying, "Now, Clint, please bring the phone in case we need to reach you." I hate the phone. I'll call you on a payphone.
Uh-huh.
Clint, there are no payphones. I just thought that was pretty funny.
No, that's great. I love that they still have a friendship after their movie. That's very, very sweet.
How long ago was that movie? I'm trying to think. It was a while ago, right?
That was Million Dollar Baby, right?
Yeah, that's
2004.
Yeah. Remember she did Next Karate Kid with Mr. Miyagi?
Yes.
There was that one. And how long ago was the movie with Gerard Butler that you brought up?
Yes, I Love You. Right around the same time. I want to say that was...
That's a 90s movie?
2007, I would say.
Because the Karate Kid is like 30 years ago. She was a teenager.
Yeah, no. P.S. I Love You. She was an adult, and if you haven't,
well, I would hope so.
If you haven't seen it, it's a heart wrenching movie, but fantastic, really, really good. Heart wrenching. It's one of those ones that once you watch it, you don't necessarily want to watch it again because it is that heart wrenching.
Yeah,
but it is a really fantastic movie.
Like it was at the Silver Linings Playbook. I felt like I got punched in the face after I saw that.
Again, one of those movies you watch it once, you're glad you saw it, but you don't really want to watch it again. It's just too much.
I think her husband was just an earshot. That's why she didn't want to tell you how much she liked making out with Gerard Butler. That was my takeaway from that.
Probably.
It's me, Clint. Let me text you an emoji. I'm gonna wake in the morning hour when my alarm clock is ringing real loud. Oh, when I wake, I will take a shower and then head into work downtown. Oh, when I get in that heavy traffic flow, oh, I'll be listening to this here radio show in the morning hour. Damp and drizzly, even though we don't have pouring rain right now. You just feel like there's some mist in the air. You know, one of those sort of deals. Talking about movies, this weekend, the Oscars happen, and it's a Boss Movie Music Weekend. We'll be playing songs from the movies all weekend long. We'll start that up at 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon with Van Dusen, Hollywood Van Dusen, and play them all weekend long. I don't know if you have a favorite, but I'm sure you will hear it from Top Gun to Dirty Dancing to American Pie. We've thought of them all for the weekend.
Oh, boy.
So it should be pretty good. Lindsay Lohan is working on a new movie. She confirmed on her social media that Freaky Friday 2 is in the works. She said she'll be working with Jamie Lee Curtis again. That's right. I mean, the country has been clamoring for another Freaky Friday, and thank God, here it comes.
I just don't know what they're going to do with that again. They've already switched bodies. Are they going to just do that again?
So I'm guessing now, because she was a kid when she made it, now it would be she's a mom and Jamie Lee Curtis is a grandma.
As a grandma.
So maybe she switches places and becomes a grandma? I don't know.
I don't know. I just feel like
that's riveting.
Yeah, right. That's already happened. This was already a remake of a movie. Now they're going to do a second one of a remake. There's got to be better ideas out there. There's very creative people in this world.
No, there aren't. Not in Hollywood.
Yes, there are.
They're all a bunch of frightened people that are just looking for the easiest way to make a buck and go home.
I guess.
And not offend people.
That's right. And match the agenda. So I really...
Right.
Everybody goes home happy and works together. We have diversity. So I really don't think...
All right. Well,
I don't think there are... There are no creative people at all in Hollywood. That's an absurd thing to say.
Oh, man. We both might be a little still drunk, folks. So, again,
maybe
I apologize for this.
Maybe we'll swap. We'll do a Freaky Friday swap of our dentures. It'll be a great movie.
Gross. That's not necessary.
Jamie Lee and Lindsay. Come on, baby. Come on.
Oh, man.
Yuck.
You know, I have a, I don't know why I'm mentioning this, but we have a friend, a good friend of ours. Back in the day, he did an event, a movie premiere with Jamie Lee Curtis when he was working at a radio station, and he was in the back of a limo, and she propositioned him. You imagine that?
We have a friend that happened to?
We do. We have a friend.
Wow.
All
right.
What did this friend do?
He was very flattered, but he said, no, I'm not. I appreciate that. She was single at the time. She's like, listen, I think you're a sexy piece of man. I would love to,
right now in the back of the limo?
Yeah, what do you say we christen this limousine? And he said, well, gee, we're working here, so I really can't do that, but you're a lovely woman, and I appreciate the ask.
Wow.
That's kind of exciting. For the rest of his life, he can walk around telling people that a movie star was interested in his body. I mean, imagine that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you, whoever you are. You're going to have to tell me who that is. That's very exciting.
I give him a lot of credit for his character, saying no and being focused on doing the job, doing the event for the radio station.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give him a lot of credit, you know. Listen to this.
A driver to go around the block once. No one would know the difference.
That's all you need.
You see the Joe Nolan approach to things.
No. Go around the block. Saying, my mind is going crazy now who this person was. Because I don't know anybody who would have done that. So that's why I'm...
He worked at a station and, you know, he was the marketing guy. If it had been one of the DJs, my guess is that they would have succumbed to the temptations of the flesh. Yeah.
That's who I was.
That would have happened.
He would have
wouldn't have even been a thought if it was any of the DJs.
Proposition her. There's a woman on a flight to Thailand, went into labor. This is stories trending this morning. She is in the airplane bathroom, and her water breaks, and so she. Flight attendant, can you let the captain know I'm having a baby on this flight? It's happening now. So the pilot comes out and helps deliver the baby. Baby was born safely. Mom and baby are doing fine. But I'm thinking to myself, I'd be flying first class, of course, as I always do.
Of course.
Especially a long flight like that to Asia. So if I'm sitting there in seat 1A and I'm watching this happen, I'm thinking to myself, who the hell is flying the airplane?
Yeah.
If the pilot is delivering this baby. Can you imagine sitting there and watching that happen?
No.
They're on flights that long, there are pilots.
Yeah, I guess there could be another guy. And they say that for the most part, and I'm not saying anything about pilots, but for the most part, they get the automatic button, and so they're just making sure nothing goes awry. They're not actively flying. It's almost like Tesla up there where the plane is doing the majority of the... They're just coasting through the sky.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, he's on his hands and knees delivering a baby in that little... And also, how the hell do you spread your legs and deliver a baby in that teeny tiny little lavatory?
Well,
I don't see that happening.
And there's only... I mean, you're not supposed to fly after a certain point in pregnancy, right. So I'm wondering who let her on the plane. Like, why did she think that would be a good idea to go flying at that. I don't know. That's great. That's crazy.
Maybe trying to get the family, you know, for the birth to happen around mom and dad. I mean, who knows? But
I guess
if you're out over the Pacific Ocean, there's no help in anywhere.
No, in sight.
Be a lot more fun to take Jamie Lee Curtis on a little flight popping that lavatory. Let me tell you, she's ready to go from what I hear.
Wow.
At least she was.
You imagine up on the flight deck, they're looking at each other. Are we near Guam? Where are we?
Let's land in American Samoa. How about
that? Goodness.
I hear it's beautiful this time of year. You want to do this first?
Yeah, let's do this.
It's He Said,
She Said
on Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
Yes, it is, and all presented by Dr. Anthony Lombardi and his brand new Health and Wellness Center. That's Lips and IVs right there in Marlboro. Easy to get to on South Main Street. Right off 18. Make your appointment today, 732-838-9449. Now, in your opinion, where is the absolute worst place to live on planet Earth? Worst place to live on Earth.
Oh, that's tough.
It's just your opinion. But for you, what would be the worst place to live? Like for me, it'd probably be the Arctic Circle, you know, where it's 50 below zero with blowing snow and ice and because I hate the cold. I hate the winter. So for me, I think it would be some place where it's just endless dark and winter all the time.
Yeah, I would definitely say something like that. Antarctica, that would be bad.
Yep.
Russia, because it's cold and also scary.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'd want to live in Syria. That seems like it's probably a little scary.
Sure, all the places that are dangerous.
Yeah. North Korea,
probably not where you want to be.
Kim Jong-un, you don't want to live there.
I don't want to live next door to my ex. That would be pretty
awful. Now, that's a thoughtful answer. I hadn't considered the person living next door.
Yeah, next door to my... Even though it would make, you know, getting my kids a little easier. I think being next door would be a nightmare, or even within like that block vicinity.
I feel like he would love it. He'd want to come over and, hey guys.
Oh, I don't know.
You want to have a picnic?
I don't know.
Depends on the day with him, I guess.
Yeah, it depends on the day, but I would not. That would be a horrible, horrible, horrible place for me to be. It would be very frustrating.
Now, there's some people like, I have a cousin that hates Florida.
Yes.
He's like, oh, Trump lives here. I can't go there. I mean, Florida's beautiful. What are you saying? The whole state? You won't go to...
Well,
have you seen Long Point Key? You know what I mean? Like, come on. Just people come up with stupid reasons. Like, oh, I can't live there because I hate the people that live there. Okay.
Well, that's why I wouldn't want to live next to my ex, because I very much dislike the people that live there.
I know, but that's a valid reason, I feel like. You're saying I won't live there. Oh, you know, people in Florida are a bunch of rednecks. I can't live there. Really? It's beautiful.
Oh, man, that's not true. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But you hear people say things like that. So where's the worst place to live on Earth, in your opinion? Worst place to be. 732-774-4444. Lines are open. I know it's all subjective. Call us, text us, or Facebook us. We're Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning. Thank you for choosing our morning radio program. Reminder all weekend long, a Boss Movie Music Weekend. Listen for those fun movie songs you haven't heard. Make you say, oh, wow. Big Oscar weekend, we'll be playing those songs. And ride home with Van Dusen this afternoon at 5:20 for a 4-pack of tickets to go check out the movie of your choice at the Basie Center Cinemas in downtown Red Bank. Get movie times and screenings, Basie.org or through 1071theboss.com. You win those 5:20 this afternoon. All about the movies here on Boss Radio. And just underway this morning's He Said.
She Said.
It's interesting. The worst place on Earth to live. We saw this on Reddit. And, of course, people get all kinds of opinions for different reasons. But what do you think? Worst place to live on Earth. Lines are open. Call us or text us. A lot of Facebook answers. And yes, Facebook is fully functional this morning.
Mm-hmm. 5881 said, anywhere requiring travel on Route 9 in the morning.
Or really any time of day.
Right.
When is it not busy?
Right. 8969 said, Cleveland.
Now, what's wrong with Cleveland? I don't know why people say, oh, it's the mistake on the lake. I think Cleveland's a really nice city. They've really cleaned it up. I'm sure there are bad neighborhoods.
It's definitely better than Columbus, Ohio.
See,
Columbus would be a nightmare.
Columbus is a beautiful city. Your issue
it's
is
not.
Your issue is the higher education establishment, Ohio State.
Is that
State.
What you call it, higher education?
Well, I mean, it's a university, is it not?
3024 said, the Middle East, hands down, they're always blowing things up there.
Well.
Yeah. Gene said, anywhere in India?
Hmm.
0047 said, worst places, Siberia, Mexico City, and South America.
There's a lot of crime in Mexico City, and then Siberia would be very cold.
Yes.
So I think, Outlaw Pete just sent us a message here, and he says, I'm with Robbie, Antarctica. So any place where it's
too
just,
cold.
There's no sun for like 7 months a year.
Right.
You know?
And 5262 said Lakewood, New Jersey.
Now, what's wrong with Lake? Well, there's crazy drivers there,
that's
for sure.
Yeah.
Let's go to line two.
Good Good morning.
Good morning.
I would not like to live next to a sewage plant or a dump.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want a stinky backyard. You're out there trying to grill up some kielbasa, and it smells like a dump. You don't
especially
want that.
Especially on a hot day. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, you just made me feel sick.
Well, I do have a knack for that, don't I? Yeah, bring the kids over the house. We'll grill up some food. It'll be great. Ugh. Right next to the dump on a nice hot day.
Yeah.
Kiss the cook.
Yucky.
Let's try this. Line one, good morning. It's the boss.
Hi.
Hi. You have an answer for us?
India.
Yeah, India. A lot of people saying India. Yeah. I'll tell you, there are some cities that part of the world that look awfully pretty when you watch them on YouTube on a drone,
true.
But I don't know that I want to live there. I agree with you.
Yeah, yep. I'll pass. Thank you.
You're welcome. Got that spicy food, too. That's not for everybody.
Oh, well, yeah, that's okay, though.
I mean, I'm sure they got McDonald's also, but...
Of course they do.
Worst place on earth to live. You'd never want to live there. What's your reason? 732-774-4444. Maybe it's as simple as who you'd be living next door to.
Mm-hmm.
Like Rochelle mentioned, the old ex-hubby.
Yeah, 732-774-4444.
Call us, text us, get us on Facebook. We'll do a few more. We got a little treat once Facebook came back yesterday. Get the announcement for See Here Now happening September 14th and 15th on the boardwalk there on the beach in Asbury Park. And I'm not sure who is more excited. All the kids is Noah Kahan is headlining the first night.
Yes.
Red hot, right?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about him, but I know you've got him on your Spotify playlist, right?
I do. He's great. He really is. He's kind of got like a kind of like a Mumford-y sound.
Yeah, like a granola singer-songwriter
kind of thing.
He's got a big hit record right now. Yeah. And then the second night, of course, is Bruce and the E Street Band. I don't think they've ever done, of course, they played on the boardwalk before, but I don't know they've ever done See Here Now. But then there was some reaction that, you know, it's such a spectacle because he's used to playing to, you know, the stadium that, mm-hmm. you know, is this kind of usurping the other acts and the spirit of it, which is more, I think it started more of like an indie kind of music festival.
Sure,
so people are, there's always very strong opinions when it comes to the Brewster, another. You know what
mm-hmm,
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Also on the first night, Black Crowes, 311, The Hives, Grace Potter, so there's some big names. Guster. Guster is like the seventh band they listed. Guster used to be a big deal. You remember Guster was a huge band?
I'm going to be honest. I don't know if I know.
They had a bunch of alternative songs like around 2000.
Okay.
So Bruce then is the headliner second night and barely mentioned Norah Jones. I mean, that's a big name.
She's a pretty big name.
Kool and the Gang.
Oh, that's fun.
And then the rest of people I haven't heard of, to be honest with you. But the Gaslight Anthem, I think I may have heard of them. I think they've got a couple of songs.
Yeah.
So. I don't know. There's a lot of debate. It's kind of like when the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announcements come out. Some people are really...
Everybody's got something to say.
But...
Either go or don't. If you don't like who's playing, then don't go.
I mean,
if
listen,
you do, then go.
With all due respect to Bruce, I thought the lineup last year was Sheryl Crow and the Beach Boys. I mean, that's what you want. You know, you soak up the sun in Kokomo. I mean, it's a beach party in Asbury Park. That's what you want.
Yeah, that's really fun.
It's He Said.
She Said.
On Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
And it's presented by Dr. Anthony Lombardi's new Health and Wellness Center. That's Lips and IVs. Right there in Marlboro. Make your appointment today, like us, 732-838-9449. Phone lines wide open. A lot of calls on this. I got some hanging here, but should be able to get through. We've got a couple open. You can also text us if that's easier, 732-774-4444 or Facebook. Where's the worst place on earth to live? Let me go ahead and blow through a couple of these phone calls because these people have been nice enough to hang on.
Okay.
Good morning. It's the boss.
Yeah, definitely Washington, D.C., because you can't find anyone to have an intelligent conversation with.
Yep.
Yeah,
you run into all kinds of people you don't want to see in Washington, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, it's funny is people say, I wouldn't want to live in Florida because that's where Trump's place is.
Yeah.
And people say, you know what, Delaware, I don't want to live nearby, but I'll tell you what, it's a nice little state with no traffic congestion and a pretty coastline.
True.
Can't say anything about Delaware.
No.
It's so darn tiny. All right, let's grab one more. Good morning. It's the boss.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
All right, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Yep. You got an answer?
Yeah. I don't want to be mean saying this about someone else's town or anything.
Okay.
But, and I don't want to say the name of the town, but it's over in Pennsylvania.
Mm.
And there's literally nothing to do there. It's like the poorest town you could ever go to.
Oh.
And you have to go to like six towns over to do something.
Mm.
Yeah. There's a lot of little towns all over America that are like that too. I mean, there's just a lot of nothing there.
But he's right. You hop on 80 and you start driving through Pennsylvania. You get Harrisburg and Hershey Park and then nothing
and
for
then
100
nothing.
Miles, you know?
Yes.
So I get that.
I mean, it's like, I don't want to sound mean, but like if I was a kid living there, I'd be depressed.
Yeah, I get that. All right,
it's
thanks
fair.
For the call, my friend. I appreciate it. Hi, it's the boss.
Hey, as
Worst place to live?
Yeah, what do you think?
Probably the Alaskan Triangle, because everything's disappearing there. People disappearing. Got UFOs, aliens. There ain't no probing people. No.
Well,
all right.
What the hell is he talking
we'll
about?
We'll go with that.
All right, let's try this. The boss, hello.
Hey, Robbie. How you doing, pal?
Ray, you get the final word, my super fan friend. What do you think?
Anywhere in the snow belt.
Yep, snow belt is a no-go. Thumbs down, baby. Thank you, Superfan Ray. We didn't do the text and Facebook messages at the boss Facebook. Let's grab a couple of those. Worst place to live on Earth.
5061 said, pretty much anywhere that ends with Stan.
Yeah, very nice. Borat, my sister.
Doug said, North Korea.
Uh-huh.
Kevin said, I'll stick to the places I've actually visited and say New York City.
Yeah, listen, the older I get, the less I'm bemused by the congestion and the hustle and the bustle.
It's
when you're a kid, you go in, you're like, wow, this is just where dreams come true. And then you're like, well, I'm in a cab with some stinky guy for an hour waiting to get to the train station. I don't need that.
It's also where dreams go to die.
Well, there's that too.
Betty said Florida, Alabama, and Texas.
How you doing? Yeehaw.
4661 said Chernobyl seems like it would be pretty bad.
Yeah, let's stay away from there.
Leah said Australia, too many big bugs.
That's a great point. They do have giant bugs.
Yeah, they do. And it's far.
There was some actor we had on, I forget. It was in one of the Netflix shows.
Yeah.
And we had a conversation about that. And I said, do they get the big bugs? He's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, like as big as you.
That's right. It's crazy. Get spiders as big as your face. Ugh. I don't know that I need to get on a plane for 13 hours to see that.
Probably not. Scott said Camden.
I mean, Camden's terrible, you know?
Not where you want to be.
Maybe as bad as being out in the bush in Australia. Thanks for your answers on that this morning. Worst place on Earth to live, for whatever reason. How come? Why wouldn't you want to live there? Keep that going on the Text Connect and the Facebook. You can answer even after the program concludes. Now, if you know yesterday's, well, first of all, play the, give me a little phone Tony thing here. Thank you. You know, yesterday's Red Pepper Word of the Day from our Mr. Movie Voice, Red Pepper. Be the first caller through right now. We'll get you Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Tote, yesterday's Word of the Day. A goofy word with his big voice. What was it? 732-774-4444. Call us right now, and we'll grab a winner. All right, let's go to... Let's make it line two. Good morning, it's the boss.
What's going on?
Hi there. Do you know yesterday's word of the day?
I'm going to go with Earth.
That's right, it was Earth. E-R-F, Earth.
Because why not?
And you get a Robbie and Rochelle morning tote bag just for listening. And what is your name, sir?
I'm Brett.
All right, hang in the line, my friend. Well, we'll get that out to you. We'll get all your information. Earth, yesterday's word of the day. Red, what do you have for today?
I'm Red Pepper with the word of the day on Robbie and Rochelle in the morning.
Yeah.
Do I really have to do this?
Yeah.
Are you paying me?
No.
You're not even paying me nothing, are you, Chris? Okay, let's do this. I'm Red Pepper with the word of the day on Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Hullabaloo.
There it is, hullabaloo. Your word of the day from Red Pepper. So tomorrow morning, we will ask you what the word was. Say hullabaloo tomorrow at 8:20, and you'll be a big winner. Thank you, Mr. Movie Voice Red Pepper.
Next time on American Idol.
Maggie calls Fleetfoot, face full of black soot, talking at the heat, put plants in the bed, but the whole staff anyway. Maggie says a man, say they must bust an early man. Orders from the DA, look out, kid, no matter what you did. But walk on your tiptoes, don't tie no bows.
Luke.
You have a big voice.
Lionel, what do you think?
I think that's the wrong song.
Don't follow leaders or watch a parking meter.
That's next time on American Idol.
Hopefully we avoid ruining the parades, but Ocean County, like we said, on either way, we got that confirmation last
night. That's
right. 850, 47 degrees here at Boss HQ. We mentioned early on that we all had a big dinner last night, so we were out late on a school night. And I said to Rochelle, how'd you sleep? She said, not great. And I didn't sleep great either. But I tell you, I was thinking, you know, when you wake up and then you start thinking about things, I was thinking that our rent, we're renters place we've got, was due. And Rochelle likes to wait until 11:59, the date.
Yep.
You know, like you could pay it. They give you like a 2-week window and she waits to the last possible second.
That's right.
Just as like a revenge. A revenge buy, I guess.
It just makes me feel better. I know that they don't care. They give you those days anyway. But for whatever reason, it makes me feel better to make them wait.
Yeah. So I wake up, hungover and headache and indigestion and all that miserable stuff after partying last night. And I wake up about 2:30 in the morning and I think, oh, Jesus, I don't think, because I mentioned it yesterday, you got to pay the thing. And you went, I'm waiting till the last minute. I was like, I don't think she paid it. Now it's the 6th. And so we're going to get slapped with a late fee. And what a stupid thing to blow. What is it? $50 if you're something late, like, or some 75 yeah, bucks, yeah, or something like that. So I mentioned that this morning. I said, by the way, you didn't pay the thing. So we're going to have to pay the $50 penalty. She's like, nope, I did it.
I did.
I said, when'd you do it? And she said, woke up about 11:55.
11:53 to be exact.
7 minutes before it was due. So she got it in and paid it last night.
I did.
I'm dreaming.
Good
in my,
for you.
My head, I'm having a dream that we're arguing about $50. We're wrangling over $50. And you did it.
I did it. Amazing. That's right.
Look how in sync we are. I was dreaming about it. You actually woke up and did it.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Hey, it is incredible.
I knew it was due and I wasn't going to, I didn't want to go to sleep without paying it, but my body just woke me up and said, go pay it. Get on the computer.
Got my little notification right now. Also, we get $12 off. Isn't that nice? Got reward points, $12. I wish it was $1,200, but $12, I guess I'll take it.
Hey, you know, hey, it's something, right?
Would have gone toward the crates of fine wine that we had last night.
Oh, all right. Geez.
That was about half a glass.
I cleaned that place out.
That's right. $12 would have been almost exactly half of one glass.
Right.
If you're going to dinner in Marlboro tonight, there ain't no, we drank the place clean. There's no wine left.
Nothing left.
No.
None left at all.
Or Jameson, apparently.
Well, don't be telling people that.
Oh, sorry.
Dr. Anthony Lombardi's new health and wellness center. That's Lips and IVs in Marlboro. I'll tell you what, I can't wait to go in for my weigh-in tomorrow.
Oh,
it's taken
yeah?
a couple of weeks here. I'm about 3 weeks into my semi-glutide treatments, and I'm starting my shots. I should call them shots, but they don't hurt. I just want to also, you know, we talk about a shot, and it's right in your arm. It's no big deal.
It's a teeny tiny needle. You barely feel it.
Barely pinches even for a second, and I'm really starting to feel the result of it now. I feel less poofy. And I'm, according to the last weigh-in, I'm about 12 pounds down. But
yeah,
I'm feeling
you're
like,
definitely down more this week.
I feel like it could be 15, 16 pounds.
Your clothes are looking really baggy on you. Yesterday, I told you looked a little bit like MC Hammer because your pants were dragging so low. I said, this, you got to get new pants already. And you're only 3 weeks in. You've got to buy new pants already. That's amazing.
Well, it's a good thing. And, you know, nutrition plan as well. It's all about health and wellness and beauty, too. Of course, he is the number one injectionist for Botox and fillers as well.
Yes, I have my Botox. I absolutely am loving it. Every single time I get it, I get asked how old I am. I get ID'd every time I get Botox.
Isn't that nice?
It's the best feeling in the world. And I feel like when someone IDs you, they're like, oh, I'm sorry, I need your ID. I'm like, here you go. You're welcome. Yes, you can ask me anytime.
My pleasure, sir.
My pleasure. Absolutely love my Botox. I have one more treatment of my Elma Ted, my hair treatment, and I already see huge results with that. Less shedding. My hair is starting to look fuller. It's doing more things that it's never done before. I can make it really big and poofy. Absolutely love it.
Yeah, that Miley Cyrus look going on, right?
I do. It's in now.
Facials and medical grade skincare, IV drips, does it all. It's all about health and wellness. So do like we did. Make your appointment today. We'll get you updated Friday, I guess, after I go for my next weigh-in. I'm pretty excited about it. 732-838-9449. His great staff take good care of you. Tell Dr. Anthony Lombardi you heard us discuss this on Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. He'd love to know.
Yes.
732-838-9449. Right there, South Main Street in Marlboro, right off of 18. Online.
LipsandIVs.com.
You stream all day at work. You could be the boss business of the day. If you're yanking and cranking, listening loud and proud at work, let us know. You could win a nice dessert tray for you and the coworkers.
Yum.
And the boss. Sorry, going to let them have it too. Chocolate carousel in wall. Keep it on all day. We're back tomorrow, Thirsty Thursday, 6 a.m. We'll get going. We'll do tips of your toddler. We've lined up some phone callers, and I think we still got some audio when we sent Kermit out to the mall to interview people.
Oh, geez.
We'll do some tips of your toddler. 7:10, next chance to win some Outlaw Music Festival tickets. We'll do the Fast Five birthdays. Ross with the horrible scopes. He said.
She said.
At 7:50, mom confessions and more in the morning.